Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, in my opinion, it would be next to impossible for a third party to make any serious inroads into the political system in the United States. Yet in Germany, there is a relatively new political party that started 10 years ago that is making significant gains in German politics. Can you tell us anything about the AfD party?
Yes. AfD stands for Alternative for Deutschland, which is the Germans' name for their country. They had their 10th anniversary this week, and they sent out a tweet in German about it, and I machine translated it. And here's what they say. It says, after 10 years, Germany has changed a lot. There's now more illegal migration, more asylum abuse, more crime, more housing shortages, more cancel culture. And then it ends with, now it is time to change that, and it's only possible with us. So AfD thinks itself as Germany's only hope. And by the way, so did Adolf Hitler and his supporters. Now, the German publication Deutsche Welle had an article about them and said that they're a Eurosceptic party. Now they turned into a hub for disgruntled people and right-wing extremists. It says, but they have a lot of reasons to celebrate. They now have representatives in 15 of the 16 state parliaments in Germany. Opinion polls say they've got 13% support among voters. So that's rising up. And recently, the AfD has come out in support of Russia, despite what's been going on in Ukraine. And AfD leaders think they have a chance, particularly in the eastern part of Germany. It's hoping that the CDU, which is a major party in Germany, is a possible coalition party. But that group right now doesn't want to do it, but the resistance may well be waning.
So there are at least two takeaways from this info that may have future implications. One is the AfD became radicalized due to the influx of immigration. And secondly, the AfD is a supporter of and has friendly relationships with Russia. Is there anything more you can tell us?
Well, yeah, actually, there's an article last summer that says German media is ignoring the growing AfD elephant in the room. They're growing. People are warning that they think the AfD is basically anti-democratic, that they want a strong man to rule, and that they got more political clout. And they're often portrayed as being intolerant of various races and religion. But again, they're making gains, particularly in the East. Now, the fact that it wants to be less distant to Russia is interesting, which is consistent with my understanding of biblical prophecies. Back in 1962, the old Radio Church of God, by the way, published that there would be some kind of a deal with Russia and Germany against the United States. And it's still something that I think may happen. You know, the Germans are wondering right now, can they rely on the U.S. for their defense? And they've been asking themselves that for a long, long time. And more people are getting concerned. And we're getting to the point where people are concerned about this. So I, just like the old Radio Church of God, I too expect that Russia will make a deal with the Europeans. And the attitude within the AfD looks like they're the type of group that would support such a deal.
Well, even if the AfD does support such a deal, is it possible they would have much of an impact with such a small percentage of the vote?
Well, although the AfD is a small minority party, as I mentioned before, it reminds me of Adolf Hitler. By the way, to try to address those concerns, in 2018, a founding member of the AfD by the name of Alexander Gauland, he said, Hitler and the Nazis were no more than a speck of bird's dung in over 1,000 years of successful history. So he kind of just dismissed it. But you got to consider that Adolf Hitler's Nazi party rose up from obscurity to win 18.3% of the vote in 107 parliament seats in 1930 in Germany. And Germany was facing major economic problems then. Now, the main party at the time didn't think Hitler's people were any kind of a threat. But that things changed. Are we going to see more change in Germany? Yes. The reality is Germans are upset about energy, economic, and immigration matters, and the fact that they can't boldly talk about it. And more want a strong leader. Now, the Bible shows that a strong leader called the Beast is going to arise and become militarily successful. As far as being with just a few people, the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 23 says, after a deal is made with him, he will act deceitfully, for he will come up and become strong with a small number of people. One day, Germany and the rest of Europe is going to support a dictatorial strongman. And mentioned old Radio Church of God. Well, that became the Worldwide Church of God. And they warned back in the 60s, watch for a strong man to rise up in Germany. And that a lot of people think that Germany is an issue. And they quoted a prophecy from Daniel 11. So this is an important end time prophecy. And look at the chronological progression of the chapter, talking about the king of the north. And in the final end time, the king of the north is prophesied strong man who's going to lead a coming union of 10 European regions. And this is going to happen. And here's the other part it says. Feeling the chilling embrace of Moscow, the German people may yet call for a Bavarian strongman, the one who they feared in good times to rescue them from impending doom.
Is it possible the king of the north could actually be a card-carrying member of the AfD party? And if so, that would make him German. Would a person from the European country, one European country, such as Germany, or any other European country for that matter, be able to unite all of Europe?
Well, he may not be a card-carrying member, but he might be somebody that the AfD would support. Okay. Now, a Bavarian strongman would be somebody from Bavaria, which is in southern Germany. It's on the southern border, and it runs through to the northern border of Austria. Now, the strongman that the old Worldwide Church of God had in mind back in 1980, his name was Franz Josef Strauss. He was a Habsburg descendant, and he died. And there's another Bavarian strongman who I've kept my eye on, who may rise up one day. He's a former defense minister of Germany, and we will see if he may be the one or not. The reality is we're going to see somebody rise up in Germany. Many in Germany are less supportive of democracy than you might think. Now, there are unity problems in Germany, but there were unity problems when Adolf Hitler rose up. And as far as Europe itself having unity problems, in Daniel chapter 2, starting in verse 41, the Bible warns this is going to happen. Talking about the beast, the end time, it says, you see these feet and toes, partly potter's clay, partly of iron, they'll be divided. The strength of iron is going to be in it, but they don't mix together well. So it's going to be partly strong and partly fragile. And it's going to mingle and not adhere. And it's going to take a strong leader, by the way, in Europe to unite them to become the power that the Bible says to make their unity stronger.
What will this strong leader do to make Europe's unity stronger?
Well, the Bible says he's going to rise up after the four horsemen of the apocalypse have begun their ride. So there's going to be some chaos. And in Daniel chapter 11, verse 21 to 22, he's called a vile person. He will not have been given the honor of royalty. He's going to come in peaceably and seize the kingdom by intrigue. And then it also says in Daniel chapter 8, now I'm going to read this verse 25 from the Old King James, says, he will cause craft to prosper in his hand. He's just kind of underhanded. He shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace he'll destroy many. Okay, so he's going to say he's one for peace. He's going to bring in some kind of peace. Now, remember, I've read the prophecy about 10 toes, having toes, if there are 10 toes. Well, in Revelation chapter 17, verses 12 to 13, we read another 10. This has to do with Europe. It says the 10 horns, which you saw, are 10 kings. They don't have a kingdom yet, but they're going to get authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. So this is talking about a European reorganization. verse 13. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. The Bible is clearly talking about a dictatorial leader rising up after these reorganizations. Mm-hmm. And religion is going to be important, but not quite the way people often think. Daniel 11 says this king is going to do what he wants above all other gods, speak blasphemy against the true God. He's going to prosper. He's going to not really regard the God of his fathers, etc. He's going to exalt himself above all, but he's going to honor a God of fortresses and a God which his fathers didn't know. And then he'll attack the strongest fortresses. Now, interestingly, the AFD has pushed religion. They want to establish an international day against persecution of Christians. And this is recent. And people say, no, they're doing that because they hate Muslims. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they're pushing for basically Lutheranism, Greco-Roman Catholicism type of things is what they're doing. Now, it remains my view that the coming King of the North beast power is going to pretend adherence to a changed version of Roman Catholicism. And I think that's something that many in the AFD will accept.
Okay, so it sounds like the King of the North and the AFD party have some philosophies in common. Are there any other philosophies that they share?
Oh, yes. The King of the North is going to push out Islam. In Daniel 11, verses 40-43, there's a power called the King of the South that the King of the North goes against. If you look at those lands, they're North Africa and the Middle East, which are dominated by Islam. So that is one of the things that that he's going to do. And so that's another similarity. And this is going to bring upon war. And the Bible says that this leader will be a successful warrior. And the world is going to marvel. In Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 1, it talks about a beast rising up from the sea. In the book of Daniel chapter 7, that sea is a beast is identified with a sea, and that particular sea is the Mediterranean Sea. This is one of the reasons why, by the way, we know that this beast power is European and not Russia. Russia is not on the Mediterranean Sea. Europe controls the north part, and the place the Bible calls the King of the South controls the southern part, but the Bible says that this leader, this King of the North leader, is going to take over the King of the South, and so he's going to control the entire Mediterranean. Just like the old Roman Empire that looked like it was destroyed and wouldn't rise up again. And you read that same thing in Revelation chapter 13, first few verses, the beast rises up the sea. He has a deadly wound that was healed. And then the prophecies say, people are going to say, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war like him? And I believe they're going to say that after this beast power has destroyed the power of the strongest fortresses, which is Daniel 11:39, which is the United States and its British descended allies, as well as the King of the South power. So throughout scripture, we see that a leader is going to rise up. He's going to be dictatorial. That's kind of what the AFD wants. He's going to push out something that sounds like Islam. That's what the AFD wants. He's going to rise up with a small number of supporters. That's what the AFD is doing. Mm-hmm. So the rise of the AFD reminds some people of pre-World War II. And we're getting closer and closer to what I consider to be the setup for World War III.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.